In Defense of Delphi. Written by Lullaby Nell. Read by Opal Song. Part 24 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. I haven't read the play, and from what I've heard, the execution of the premise is terrible. But I think the general premise of Delphi is pretty neat. Anonymous asked, Cursed Child spoiler alert, Voldemort has a secret, powerful, beautiful, talented, Mary Sue, daughter. Her mother is Bellatrix and her evil plan includes the use of a time turner. Okay, all this I knew. And the thing is, I don't actually have a problem with this premise. Except the time turner evil plot part, but that's because it contradicts canon, and I generally take issue with time travel plots. I haven't read the play, and from what I've heard, the execution of the premise is terrible. But I think the general premise of Voldemort and Bellatrix having a kid is pretty neat. Wait, what? Wait, you say. I think this is believable? You bet I do! I am actually totally behind the idea that Voldemort and Bellatrix slept together. Also, holy shit! Star Kids, a Harry Potter musical, fucking called it! I think it's very in character for both of them, and I really like the idea, actually. So, I started writing a 4-point rant inspired by this, but I sort of lost track of that. I got to 2,000 words on inappropriate and incorrect Arrow Ace headcanons in the HP fandom, and had to stop because Luna Lovegood and Peter Pettigrew had gotten involved, and hadn't even gotten to Voldemort yet. And then asked myself what the fuck I was actually doing. So, here's me trying to abbreviate that rant. I don't actually have time to write in an acceptable period of time. Cursed Child spoilers for the identity of the kid. Firstly, I'm probably going to be behind anything that serves as potential evidence against headcanon / treatment of Voldemort as asexual. I do not like that! TLDR from the rant I was working on, Arrow Ace does not equal incapable of love or basic human empathy. Please keep Arrow Ace identities far away from an evil, morally corrupt, supremacist, mass-murdering, tore up his own soul, made his body from a dark ritual, unfeeling cult leader. This isn't good Ace rep, nor is it reasonable. You cannot headcanon Voldemort as Ace because he is A, incapable of empathy, or B, the idea of him having sex squicks you. By all means, you're allowed to be squicked. I just need you to not slap the asexual label on characters like some kind of neuter. These aren't what asexuality is or how it works. Secondly, I personally enjoy Tom Riddle as a sleazy heterosexual. Et, because he's a misogynistic bastard, and he reads as potentially homophobic to me, given his sexism and racism and general movement, etc. And there's that whole shitty HP, LGBTQ, rep and queer-coding villains mess. I can understand / enjoy other headcanons or treatments of him, but this is my fallback headcanon of the few I regularly consider. And I just really need Voldemort portrayed as someone motivated by desire lust, because that's how I read him. Let me find what I said from a post talking about Remus Lupin trying to leave his family and other cool, terrible things in HP. Although, please, I really need Voldemort portrayed as the creature of lust that he so canonically is. Lust for power, lust for immortality, lust for glory, etc. Because I do not like him as asexual. Tom Riddle Jr. was a charming and lively young man with a massive ego and the world ahead of him, and it just feels really gross to me to portray such a monstrous and invasive villain as asexual. Please don't. A lack of sexual desire doesn't make a monster. But a Tom Riddle who lusts and desires while using and taking, that's more like it, in my mind and characterization. Me talking in this post here, linked in the text. Tom Riddle was a charming young man with a great many friends and admirers. One of the poorer aspects of the HP movies is their inability to present Tom Riddle as personable and charismatic. Someone who thoroughly understood human interaction and used it well, instead of someone who was obviously evil all along. Sometimes evil doesn't look evil, you know? Sometimes evil is a handsome, talented, charming, hardworking, apparently perfectly normal man who could have done so well and so right if he hadn't repeatedly and eagerly chosen to do terrible things with his power, both magical and interpersonal. Thirdly, I personally enjoy Bellatrix's awful obsession with Voldemort. I like it a lot. It's just, it's so delightfully terrible to me. I enjoy that Bellatrix is such a terrible woman and has such an extreme devotion to a terrible man. Do I believe they'd be the sort of arrogant hypocrites to commit adultery despite the pure blood ideals of tradition and loyalty? Heck yes! That's great! Do I believe Bellatrix loved her husband? There's really not any proof of that, and I enjoy the idea of loveless arranged marriages throughout the pureblood aristocracy, and just purebloods and purists being assholes like this. Voldemort's definitely morally corrupt enough to sleep with his followers. Like, come on! He's got an ego, he's arrogant, and he probably wouldn't think twice about sleeping with Bellatrix because, A, she's a powerful and pure-blood witch who is pathetically loyal to him. B, he seems like the sort to sate his lust however he pleases. And C, he probably thinks himself as above rules like marriage. Because he's an arrogant dickbag with an obsession with lineage, etc. Dude probably doesn't have any marriage plans, and he's already died once. So while I enjoy the idea of him sleeping with Bella just because, and Bella keeping the glory and pride of having his kid secret for reasons, I could totally see him having a child with her to continue the line of Slytherin. Bellatrix is probably the best option in his mind, TBH, and he didn't bother with the kid because he died like a year or two later, and like hell was this empathy-incapable dumbass going to have anything to do with childcare. So yeah, I don't have a problem with the existence of a child. I think it's in character for both Voldemort and Bella, and the timeline checks out just fine, so I think it's a cool idea. You totally could have used their child as a way to debunk the whole circle thing the epilogue had going for it. Happily married to high school sweethearts with kids, kids have the same names as past characters, strong feeling like nothing broken slash shitty about the wizarding world significantly changed. Wouldn't be surprised if a new Dark Lord showed up in a few years, etc. Didn't, but could have. Could have been so cool. Fourthly, I don't have a problem with Mary Sue's. Like, obviously it doesn't sound like Delphi was executed well, but I don't have a problem with the existence of a beautiful, talented, powerful teenage witch. Like, Tom Riddle and Bellatrix Lestrange were canonically fine as hell. See any description of Voldemort pre-death and general descriptions of the Black family. They were canonically talented and intelligent and very capable magic users, and they were both canonically powerful. Delphi should be all these things. I think she could have been a decent character if basically everything about the cursed child wasn't terrible or terribly executed. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!